I don't have a whole lot to say, at least in terms of the devotional tonight. It's just disheartening to note that there are so many people who will completely disregard the truth simply because it doesn't fit their worldview. And the thing is, a lot of people are like that. We all have what are called a cognitive bias, where we believe something to be true and we'll fit everything in order, fit every piece of evidence that we see to fit that cognitive bias. And sometimes things fit very easily with it, and sometimes they don't. Some things that you know, some very evident things that we have that it's just, how does that even work? I mean, we know from certain experiments that have been done that starlight travels for billions of light years. Well, that suggests that the universe is billions of years old because it takes that light that. But how do we explain that? We've got to explain that somehow. And hopefully I'll get to that in the evidences class later on too, and how we can figure that out. So I'm sure that they look at us sometimes with certain things and say, hey, you do the same thing. You will look at what they consider to be truth right in the face and say that and completely ignore what it's telling you. But you know, there are plenty of things in this world that I can't explain. And there are plenty of things in this world that nobody can explain. They choose to try to explain it and explain it away in a way that fits their worldview. And we try to explain it and try to fit it into ours. But really, what it all boils down to is, what can we count on? What can we rely on? You know, we have so many things in this world that we think we can rely on, but the truth is we can't rely on any of it. Let's look at Psalm 118. You know, a while back, before there were memes, there were email forwards. People would forward emails to people all over the place. And I got this one a couple times from folks saying, well, the shortest psalm is Psalm 117, and the longest psalm is Psalm 119, and the middle psalm, in terms of chapters, the middle of the whole Bible, the middle chapter is Psalm 118, and the middle verse is Psalm 118 in verse 8. And so that's the, I don't think that's true. I think that's, but I mean, plus the fact that most chapter divisions are arbitrary and verse divisions are arbitrary. So it's not like it really amounts to much, but I still like the thought, which is why I bring it up. That verse 8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. In our class last week, we looked at proof that God exists, that we can logically think through this and recognize that there must be something greater than us, a God that exists. How do we determine who that God is? Well, we'll talk about that in later classes, I'm sure. But how do we determine who that God is? Well, we find that it's the God who wrote the Bible, the God behind the scriptures, the God of the Jews, the God of the Christians. It's the same God. Now, not the God of the Jews before before Jesus, obviously, but that same God is who we can have our confidence in. And he gave us the scriptures. He gave us the Bible that we can put our full faith and confidence in. Do we put our faith and confidence in man? You know, what is science? Science is a beautiful invention of man, but it's an invention of man. Science is an amazing tool in order to figure out God's creation. But it's useless unless you recognize that this is God's creation. And so they have, at least it's useless in terms of a worldview. People still make wonderful things not believing in a God. But it's still an amazing thing that we can put our trust in. Do I put my trust in the Lord, or do I put my trust in science? Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to completely disregard everything that science has to say. I think the last year and a half might be able to prove that. People do studies and try to figure out the best way to handle sicknesses and things of that nature. But am I going to take everything that they say at face value? Well, no, I'm not. I've got a mind, and I have some greater authority than what they have, and that's the scriptures. I'm going to go with what the scriptures say. Science is a wonderful tool, but it's run by scientists. It's run by people, and people make mistakes. People's methodologies aren't exactly the best, or they will overlook very clear evidence for things that they don't want to believe in, just like we looked at today in our class. So, in the end, I believe the Bible. That doesn't mean I'm going to disregard everything in science, but it does mean that if there's a conflict, I'll go with what God's Word has to say. And I'm thankful that I have God's Word to show me what the truth is in that regard. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And I believe that. And I hope you do too. And it tells us about sin, about the problem that we all have. COVID-19 is a big enough problem for so many people, especially this new variant. But sin is a bigger problem. COVID-19 may kill our bodies, but sin will kill our souls unless we take the ultimate medicine that is the blood of Jesus Christ. And the way we can contact that blood is through obeying the gospel. And we can do that by believing in him, repenting of our sins, confessing his name, and being baptized for the remission of our sins. And I encourage you, if that is something that you need to do this evening, to do that. Let us know in the comments. Send us a message. Send me a message. And let me know that you need to do that, or at the very least, that you'd love to study more about the topic. If you need to make things right with God, if you've already done these things, you need to make things right with God, I encourage you to do that too, because we got to put our trust in God, not in man. If you have a need this evening, please come forward, let us know in the comments as we stand and as we sing this song.